up? How y'all doing? Welcome back. You know, I know it's been a minute, but you know, time off hopefully does the body good. So welcome back to Full Nelson Podcast. I am doing this solo because I didn't plan on doing it, to be honest. And that's why I'm doing this solo, to inform people of why I've been on hiatus. So everybody, well, I won't say everybody, but a good amount of people that I know have been asking me, you know, what's up with the podcast? You know, when you gonna do another episode, et cetera, et cetera. And honestly, that means a lot to me because I didn't really think anybody was interested in this personally. And I was kind of losing a little bit of motivation to do that as well. But I did have motivation to keep going as well. And I kept telling them, you know, I didn't have anything to talk about, but I just up and decided to discuss what had been preventing me from doing episodes in the first place. So, over the course of, I would say about 2 to 3 months, I guess I've been dealing with my own mental issues, where, you know, I can honestly say I've been getting in my own thoughts and I've been depressed. I've contemplated killing myself multiple times. It wasn't easy to even decide to bring this up as a topic, being the type of person that I am, because I'm usually the strong person who's helping somebody else. And to finally see myself break down and succumb to depression wasn't easy, personally. So, it just started, like, I would randomly get in moods where I would just isolate myself from my family, and I didn't want to be bothered. I would be real snappy. And progressively, it started to get worse. I would say the first time I really thought about killing myself, I don't even know what happened. I was giving my son a bath, and he was tired. I know he was tired, and I was washing his hair, and he had just got a haircut, and it could have took about 15 minutes for me to wash his hair. And he was just overly dramatic, crying and everything. And I just sat down next to the tub with the door closed, and I just contemplated and just asked myself, is everything worth it? And the image in my head was like, it could be so simple just to end everything, because it's just like, it doesn't seem worth it anymore. But, you know, you're dead, so you just keep it pushing. So, wash his hair, blow dry it, and get him ready for the next day. So, days go by, you know, sleep gets restless. You don't sleep as much. You start to lose the appetite. But, you know, you keep it pushing, you stay strong. But then it starts to get worse. Cause now my thoughts are getting worse. And it's like, the more thoughts you have, you're starting to battle them. And now my thoughts are making me contemplate everything. Cause now it's making me have these scenarios that shouldn't even be there. It's like, do these people love me? It's like, it's making me think about, do my kids love me? Does my own wife love me? Do I even want to be a father? Do I even want to wake up anymore? And I can honestly say it's very sickening. And every day I wish I didn't wake up. And I honestly meant that. Some days, because I know I really felt like I was just being a burden. And like, I really felt like my family would have been so much happier if I wasn't around them. And every time I went to sleep, I hope I didn't wake up the next day. So, of course I didn't say nothing to nobody. Cause you know, it's hard. And I don't know how you just come out and tell somebody, you know, I don't want to be here anymore. So, I feel for people who've been dealing with depression for years and never said a word. I really feel for y'all. Y'all carry on every day with a smile. And y'all just keep it pushing. Because I know I've been dealing with it for a couple months. And, you know, this shit, I mean, it's an uphill battle. But I can honestly say, if my old lady didn't start to notice one day that I wasn't right, and she came in the living room and just was trying to get me to get up, and I kept telling her, no, I don't feel like moving. And she was like, come help me with something. And I got up, and she just gave me a hug, and I just bust out crying in her arms. And then we went out, and I just told her everything about how I've been feeling. And I felt like that was the first step. So, for anybody who's really feeling depressed or suicidal or any type of way, if you got anybody who's willing to listen, or you got a real close loved one, just tell them. Just tell them. How you feeling? Sometimes you really need to get that off your chest. That's the first step. Because I know when I'm able, I'm going to therapy. Because I know it's not over. It's never over. But if you can't afford therapy, I have a number as well that you can call. It's free. It's for mental and substance use disorders. The number is 1-800-662-4357. 1-800-663-4357. Again, the number is 1-800-662-4357, and it's free. So, like I said, if you're feeling depressed, suicidal, any type of way, please just let somebody know how you're feeling. That's always the first step, because they may not even know how you're feeling. Take care.